As the host of The Sound Podcast, Ira Haberman listens to a lot of music. Too much music. But now, he wants to share the best of what he's listening to with you. Here are seven things you should be listening to on The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Bye. You've been listening to Chris and Mohan's Pharmaceuticals. This Northeast-based jam band has played several different well-noted rooms and draw inspiration from the Grateful Dead, Kamasi Washington, James Brown, and many others. If they aren't on your radar yet, they should be, and you can learn more at chris.theband.com. One person who has been at the music thing for a while now and has developed a cult-like following thanks to the likes of Joe Russo, Dave Drywitz, and Scott Metzger is Chris Harford. The guitar singer-songwriter just put out a great dub-inspired record under the moniker Blanc du Blanc. Have a listen to Traffic Signals Dub. Traffic Signals Dub from Blanc du Blanc, a record you absolutely need to check out and support. Aside from Chris Harford, several other great musicians, including Dana Coley, Chuck Treese, Kevin Salem, and Marco Benevento, fill out the band's lineup. For more, visit blancdublanc.bandcamp.com. Speaking of Marco Benevento, the Benevento Russo duo will be reissuing their seminal albums Best Reason to Buy the Sun and Play Pause Stop for the first time as a double LP vinyl album collection, November 27th. Play Pause's Stop digital release will also include 5 bonus tracks, which will be live. While we await the reissue, let's listen to Becky from 2005's Best Reason to Buy the Sun. We'll be right back. the Benevento Russo Duo, and Becky. For more, you can visit beneventorussoduo.bandcamp.com. Switching gears a bit, our pals in Mandolin Orange just released a new song called My Brother, My Keeper. No word yet on a full-length album, but expect to hear more singles as gorgeous as this one real soon.
So it goes, I lie here still. If I could fight, I'd probably kill him. My heart is broken, I'm filled with dread. Dizzied by the buzzard circling overhead. My brother, my keeper. My brother, my friend. What an end. You can but ponder who's looking out for who. The future's tinted in steely grays. It bursts with color as we see it all play out. My brother, my keeper. My brother, my friend. My brother, my keeper. My brother, my friend. What an end, what an end.
Mandolin Orange and My Brother, My Keeper. Widespread Panic released a double-sided single this week. You can hear frontman John Bell explain the whole project on Widespread's Facebook page. Here is Sundown Betty.
Baptized deep into the lake. Pray, but we never. before sunrise. Betty begins her dance. Eyes roll back, she grinds and bends an ancient hypnotic trance. Jack becomes a tempo, no devil dares advance. It's a weekly exorcism, sublime divine roar.
Widespread Panic and Sundown Betty. Man, they always sound so, so good. Last Friday, Goose surprisingly released a new EP, Night Lights. It contains five songs that represent the history of the band and the Wilton music scene. Amongst the tunes on the EP is Yeti, a song originally from keyboardist Peter Anspach's former band, Great Blue.
Yeah.
That was Goose with the Fun Yeti from their EP, Nightlights. Before we leave you, the Delvin Lamar Organ Trio are set to release a new record in the new year, but because the release is smoking hot, they've released another single from the forthcoming joint, I Told You So. Here is Faux Show.
Been listening to 7 Things You Should Be Listening To on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Technical production from Andrea Ruse and Adam Karsh. Special thanks to Circles Around the Sun for letting us use their tune, Money's No Option, in the show. Share your thoughts with us by tweeting at The Sound with Ira or dropping a note at thesoundpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.